Passage 3. Several states in America have made it illegal to text while driving. They say the dangers related to the behavior are far too great. 16-year-old Tessa Younger sees walking to school as a chance to do what she likes best, listen to music. Two other teenagers, Andrew Summers and Nyla Phillips, also admit to using wireless devices a lot while on the go. These Virginia students attended a class about the risks of distracted walking. A group called Safe Kids Worldwide organized the event. Linda Watkins is an injury prevention coordinator for Safe Kids Worldwide. She says she understands why young people do not see a problem with walking while texting or listening to music. But often, she says, teenagers do not realize how dangerous crossing the street has become. The Safe Kids Worldwide class made students part of the solution. Angela Michelide is the director of research for the group. She says putting facts in front of teenagers increases their understanding of the problem. That research shows that distracted walking has become a problem worldwide with the growth of mobile phones. For example, in South Africa in the last 10 years alone, the percentage of the population who owns a cell phone has grown from 17% to 76%. In fact, South Africans have greater access to cell phones than they do clean running water. Linda Watkins says she is not asking teenagers to stop using their handheld devices all the time while walking, just some of the time. She says the golden rule of safety remains the same. Look both ways, then again, before crossing the street.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 23. What's the passage talking about? Question 24. What does Angela Michelide think can help teenagers understand the problem better? Question 25. What can be learned about South Africans?